Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very informative and interesting hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about, in this hadith, the Prophet reproaches those who laugh too much and laugh too loud. Of course, as you know, laughing and being happy and, you know, smiling, these are all natural human emotions, and or, you know, the manifestation of, you know, natural human emotions. And Islam being a natural religion, one that is acknowledges human nature and is actually founded and based on primordial human nature, theomorphic nature, it acknowledges these, and it doesn't consider these to be vices. In fact, even smiling and being happy has been praised. In one hadith, we read the following. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the Prophet's laughter was a smile, meaning the Prophet, when he was amused or when he was amazed or happy, it would manifest as a smile on the face of the Prophet instead of laughing. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, the laughter of a believer is a smile. In fact, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, he who smiles at his brother gets the reward of a good deed. It's like he has done a good deed, and he will get a reward of a good deed. But laughing too much, and also laughing too loud, sometimes this is considered a vice. And let's look at what the Prophet says about this. The Prophet said, beware of laughing too much. The Prophet also mentions in this hadith the reason for it. For verily it kills the heart. You know, it causes the heart, the spiritual heart, obviously not the physical heart, it causes it to die. And in one hadith, the Prophet said, If you knew what I know, you would laugh but a little and you would cry much. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the earnestness of one who laughs too much deteriorates. This is one of the worldly effects of laughing too much. If the person laughs too much, especially around other people, you know, the nobility that people have, you know, believe that he has, it deteriorates. People begin to, you know, don't take him, begin to disrespect the person. You know, his respect diminishes in the eyes of the people. And in one hadith, Imam Sadiq said, loud, boisterous laughter is from Satan. Al-qahqaha min ash-shaytan. And finally, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam said, laughing without cause stems from ignorance. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reproach of those who laugh loud or those who laugh too much in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل